talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media from Madison, Waukesha, Wausau, Wisconsin, well, Wisconsin Rapids, Whiskey Rapids. My friends and relatives up in Wisconsin Rapids can hear it as well. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over the weekend. First of all, Liz Cheney. You know, Liz Cheney has become a modern Joan of Arc for the Republican Party and also for the United States. She is magnificent. She voted with Trump 93% of the time on substantive issues. I don't see her running as a Democrat anytime soon. But at the same time, she has character, she has spine, and she's one of the few in the Republican Party that does. Here's what happened over the last several days with her. When she lost her primary, remember that last week, Tuesday, because Trump and the rest of the Trump gang ganged up on her, she immediately converted her House Campaign Finance Committee, her account for the campaign, to a leadership PAC. Leadership PACs are what you do when you're considering a presidential race. It has different spending laws, it has different disclosure laws, and different amounts you can raise. She did it hours after losing the primary, And she has already gone on the attack again, standing up for our democracy. She blasted Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley as unfit for future office. She attacked Trump, as she should have, for releasing the names of the Mar-a-Lago FBI agents who executed the search warrant. They didn't draft the search warrant. They didn't approve the search warrant. It wasn't their idea to do a search warrant. They are FBI agents, and they follow orders just like a policeman. They are essentially federal policemen. Yet the Republican Party now, to a man practically in the leadership, calls for defunding the FBI. They're the ones for defunding the police, not Democrats. Not Democrats. Cheney said the Republican Party is very, quote, very sick and under the control of a dangerous former president, end quote. This is magnificent. She has spoken out, frankly, more clearly and courageously than a lot of people in the Democratic Party and certainly every other Republican. And, you know, people will sometimes say, oh, well, yeah, but then they always have Mitt Romney. Well, no, here's what Mitt Romney said. He attacked Liz Cheney over the weekend. And here's what he said. Quote, she can't win and she shouldn't be a spoiler. I wouldn't agree with that. She can't win. She shouldn't be a spoiler. And I wouldn't agree with that. Here's what he's getting at. Liz Cheney has a lot of options. She could run for president as a Republican. She could run for president as a Democrat. She could run for president as an independent. And as an independent, she could actually start a third party. Whatever she does, it's obvious to me that she is going to keep a principled attack on the destroyers of our democracy and the Republican Party. If, God forbid, the Republicans take over the House by even one vote and they make Kevin McCarthy speaker or somebody of that ilk. By the way, Jim Jordan in that case would be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. How do you like that? Gymnasium Jim J.M. Jordan. But if that happened, Kevin McCarthy has already promised to immediately disband the January 6th Commission and investigate Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. I mean, that's something you would see in the Russian Duma with Putin. Somebody turned against the party, and then they're the subject of investigation, a show trial. He also said he would start impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. No specific reason. just to do it, just to tie things up. This is a vandal party. It's a party of nihilism. But to get back to Liz Cheney, what are her options? Let's think about it. If she ran in the Democratic Party, as courageous as she is, as strong as she is, as Joan of Arcish as she is, she's cast too many votes that are on the deep conservative side of the Republican Party to have a chance in a Democratic primary. And I don't think she wants to run as a Democrat, and I don't think she will. I also can tell you that I think and expect that Joe Biden will run for re-election and he will win. Folks go, Matt, come on, he's old. Yeah, Konrad Adenauer and Charles de Gaulle were very old after the Second World War, and Germany and France were very lucky to keep them as leaders. Joe Biden's performed magnificently, and he, in my opinion, and this is my opinion in 2020, it's my opinion in 2024, is the only Democrat who could beat Donald Trump if Trump gets the nomination, and I think he could beat him pretty handily. You might say, well, why would Trump get the nomination? What if Liz Cheney runs against Trump? Well, the problem is Trump threatens opponents with violence. Liz Cheney, when she campaigned around Wyoming, had to have security. Her opponent didn't have to have security. Trump released the names of the agents, the rank and file agents who were executing the search warrant. It was not a raid. It was the execution of a search warrant. That's what you do. It was a warrant, and it was a motion and an affidavit drafted by the Department of Justice, experienced lawyers, and presented to a federal magistrate judge. Federal magistrate judges don't just sign those things. They read them. They quiz the Department of Justice as to some of the facts, and they weigh the right to privacy of the individuals involved. And in this case, the judge signed it for a very good reason, because the affidavit said there were documents that were taken from the White House in violation of federal felony criminal laws, including nuclear secrets. And some of this was top secret, and some of it was top secret compartmented, which means that it could only be reviewed by a handful of people, maybe seven or eight people. And by the way, even the head of the CIA is not one of them. Seven or eight people in a specific room. What Trump would do is order these documents to the White House. People are afraid to say no. A senior aide to Mike Pence, a woman, went into the ladies' room. There were classified documents on a shelf. Somebody left them. People just walked around with them. Nobody checked their briefcases on the way out. And when Trump left, he ordered them pile a bunch of stuff in boxes and took it to Mar-a-Lago. By the way, the Department of Justice, this was revealed by the Washington Post, and Liz Cheney knows all of this, said that sources in the Department of Justice say that they are very concerned that Trump used these documents and will use them for nefarious purposes. It's the word they used. In other words, not just as blackmail, not just as an insurance card bargaining to get himself out of jail time, but he has relationships with Russia that are off the book, offline. He had Ruskies. He had Sergey Lavrov, the number two over there, the foreign minister, the genocidal sadist and thief, billionaire who's stolen a lot of money and killed a lot of people, into the White House with Ruskies and no one else. No Americans, none. Nobody from the Senate or the House or the Defense Department or the CIA, nobody. He's the one who met with Putin in Helsinki and was asked, well, it turns out that the Ruskies hacked into and interfered with the 2016 election. The FBI and the CIA said that. What do you say? And he said with Putin right there, well, I don't trust them. He's our own president. The Department of Justice suspects him for using them to either already have given or giving to the Ruskies. They were stored in a warehouse near a pool area. In a storeroom, I should say, with no padlock. People come and go. People who pick up towels, deliver towels. Anybody could put on a a jacket that says staff and walk in there with a phone and photograph things and take things. And this went on for over a year. The Republicans were defending it, and Liz Cheney stood up. And she said, Trump, by releasing the names of the FBI agents that executed the search warrant, that it was contemptible and dangerous, and those people are going to get death threats, and their families will get death threats from Trump's death squads. Merrick Garland's gotten them. The judge that signed the warrant has gotten them. He's gotten anti-Semitic abuse. Synagogue he attends had to cancel services a week ago, because of threats. There is an active death threat squad out there, and Trump gins it up. What is the purpose of releasing the FBI agents' names, other than to get them death threats? What is the purpose? Liz Cheney stands alone in this, and it's very similar to Joan of Arc. You can look back at Joan of Arc. She was a peasant girl. In those days, they used that term. She was illiterate. She didn't have an education. You know, women back in the Middle Ages had a tough time. And if you were in the peasant class, you had a super rough time. But she was so strong and brave. Somehow she got in to talk to the king, and he said, how can you help us fight the English? The English occupied France, you know, for a while, back in the 14th century. He said, you can't read or write. You have no education. What can you do? She looked at him. She said, Your Majesty, I can fight. That was Joan of Arc. The English captured her and burned her at the stake. That's what they did. But here's the deal with Joan of Arc. And here's the deal with Liz Cheney. She is magnificent. But what can she do? She runs as a Republican. She's going to need security. And the death squad will be after her. The best thing to do is start a new party. The United Americans Party. The Americans Party, the United Party, and stand tall for our democracy. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.